This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do bad?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we'll be interviewing my good buddy, Liam Sheff, you know, author of Official Stories. He's been struggling recently with his health, and those of you who know and love Liam, you're going to want to know what is the official story of Liam Sheff. Also, speaking of official stories, the official story from government and broadcast media of the mainstream variety as well as Big Pharma is that there is no option for preventing disease other than vaccination. That's the official story. But what's the real story? Could it be that they've ignored the other ways to strengthen immunity, to sensitize immunity, including something called homeoprophylaxis, which we've talked about from time to time here. This hour opening the show, my good friend Scylla Whatcott, she's also hosting second annual homeoprophylaxis conference, a worldwide choice in this time St. Petersburg, Florida, October 7th, 8th, and 9th. I'll be there. Ty Bollinger will be there. Scylla, you'll be there and a whole host of others, and your book will be there. And I want you to hold it up for everybody to see because we're doing a video simulcast right now. There is a choice, homeoprophylaxis, an appeal to mothers. For those of you who are afraid when you learn about the dangers of vaccines that there's nothing else to do, Scylla is here to say there's plenty to do. Scylla, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Looking forward to seeing you real soon.
Thank you, Robert. It's great to be here. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the conference. What can I tell you?
Well, last year when I was there, I was so blown away with the cooperation, the spirit of cooperation, the great information that came out about options that were not presented really almost anywhere else except in backroom places. Shh, don't tell anybody. And it's we're finally coming out of that homeopathic closet to say, hey, there is a choice. There is an option. And where are we taking it this year different from last year?
Right. One step further, and that is we're staying with a theme about natural immunity, and we're looking at ways that diet, gut biome, emotions, all of these things play into natural immunity. So we're going to start out with a question about, do we need another way? Do we need something? And we'll have attorney Alan Phillips speaking about some historical things. We'll have an osteopath, Deborah Gambrell, who's a pediatric anesthesiologist, will be speaking about what she sees in vaxxed and unvaxxed kids coming out of anesthesia. And then I will speak about a possible solution to some of the issues, which would be homeoprophylaxis, something that's been around for over 200 years, studied in cohorts of millions of people in other countries, not so much in the U.S. And we'll have Isaac Golden talking from Australia about some of the latest studies coming out of Cuba. And then our keynote speaker will be Dr. Tatiana Obukhanich, who will look at what's missing in our understanding of immunity. Mm-hmm. So we're going to really take a look at immunity. And then Dr. Peter DeVette will talk about emotions, fear, trauma. What role does that play in immunity, and how is that being plied right now in the media and other places? Sally Fallon will be there, the head of Weston A. Price, talking about nutrition. Dr. Ronald Whitmont about bacteria and viruses and our relationship to them. Dr. Muhammad Rafiq will be talking about the overview of international homeoprophylaxis, what's happening in India.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have Dr. Srinivasulu Gadugu talking about the Japanese encephalitis study with over 20 million people that was highly successful. And then we'll also have Dr. Charles Gant, who will basically talk about where medicine is going, individualization of medicine, DNA testing. We'll have a table there that's offering DNA testing to attendees of the conference, so that will be very exciting. And then Alan will come back and talk about where do we go from here? How can we change the paradigm? How can we make things move forward? The exciting thing about the conference, Robert, is the consistency. All the speakers are on the same page. There's a tremendous amount of camaraderie.
Yes.
The spirit is strong there. It's just a wonderful opportunity for people to feel validated in what they have suspected all along about natural immunity. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I do want to say the force is strong with this group, Scylla. And it's really timely is beyond belief timely, because recently the CDC has elevated a trial balloon on the their claimed ability and power to basically grab you off the street. You're traveling and they say you have a cough. You might have been exposed to someone who has a cough.
Right.
We might even force vaccinate you. And we know there's so much science showing the lack of real efficacy, even if they stimulate an antibody into existence, that there's so much more to the immune system. And of course, Tatiana Obukhanich, she's great as a PhD immunologist relating
right.
to some of these issues. And I guess the folks coming, last year we had a lot of homeopaths, a lot of doctors, but I want to say, I think a lay audience, moms and dads out there that are very concerned about this issue, it's not beyond you to get a lot from this weekend, and just to be sure that it's open to them as well.
Right. And, you know, the truth floats to the surface, Robert, over time. And the real moving force is parents in this grassroots movement, because they're the ones going to their physicians and saying, we want something different. We have concerns. So it's very much for parents, this conference. Also, I'll be offering a training for licensed practitioners who would like to start incorporating a homeoprophylaxis program into their practice to meet the needs of those parents who don't want to vaccinate. So that training will be available as well to professionals. So I hope to see professionals, lay people, everyone there, natural practitioners, all of them.
Well, and look what with California with SB 277, and that was almost a trial balloon. It succeeded there. I don't know if it'll be overturned or not, but parents are very panicked, and rightfully so, about what do we do. And
right.
this is bringing about information unlike any other conference certainly in the United States, in North America, that I'm aware of, that is hitting this directly. Not just, you come to this conference, there'll be one little thing on it. I mean, focused all on this. WorldwideChoice.org. WorldwideChoice.org. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, WorldwideChoice.org/conference. But there's a link once you get there, and you'll find it out as well. All the information, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be there. Ty Bollinger is going to be there. We're going to be conducting interviews for the radio show, also for the next Truth About Vaccines issue. And I'm so thrilled about that, too, because as Ty, a good friend and regular here on the show, we talk not just about the problems, but that there are other options. That it's not just
right.
leaving you in a panic, like they are trying to do from the official side of things, to say, well, if you don't vaccinate, you're a threat to everybody, you're a threat to yourself. And it's like, that's not a true story. That's an official
right.
story covering for some things they don't want you to know.
Right. Robert, I want to offer a special discount to your viewers for Florida residents, 25% off registration fee. At checkout, they need to enter all in small letters, Healthy Florida. No spaces, all small letters, Healthy Florida, and they'll get 25% off the registration fee.
Beautiful. That's great news, Scylla. Thank you for that. All you folks that live in Florida, and when you check out, when you register online, go to worldwidechoice.org/conference, and the code is Healthy Florida, and that gets you 25% off the registration fee, which is fantastic. As far as other events, you know, lots of lectures. I know there will be some exhibitors there as well to support this, and that's great, because a lot of these folks you don't ever run into. Many people don't even know that these things are available. So, again, another opportunity to interact, not just from a perspective of information, but maybe you can actually take that information and manifest it into something you can take home with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There'll be lots of things there to partake.
Mm-hmm. And last year, Dr. Golden was actually there in person all the way from Australia. I'm glad you found a way to have him participate that distance, because what he was revealing about the experience with homeoprophylaxis in Cuba related to the leptospirosis scenario, just stunning information. Things
right.
we've heard news reports about, but to be able to have that revealed in
right.
great detail, very powerful.
Well, the info coming out of India is going to be even more amazing because of the larger group. And I'll be sharing about Dr. Golden's study with children for childhood diseases that we've based his program on, our program on his study. So that'll be really informative as well.
And you said the study out of India was related to Japanese encephalitis?
Correct, okay. Which is endemic there, and their sample size was 20 million people, and they've reduced the incidence to just about zero.
Fantastic, with no untoward effects, unlike... As we know, the vaccine campaigns, the Prevnar vaccine, which they say it's supposed to address ear infections, possible meningitis situations, and they're now saying there's evidence of superbugs as the result of this vaccination, right? So even if they could claim antibody development, what is the price for antibody development?
Right, and is antibody development the gold standard of immunity? That's what Tatiana will address. So we'll also look at a study regarding influenza and a double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized study out of Brazil that showed stunning results with a homeoprophylaxis preparation for influenza, which is safe, can be taken by pregnant women, children, with no ill effects, no injuries, and that'll be available at the conference as well.
Yeah, this is definitely the conference that the powers that be don't want you to know about and don't want you to attend, because... You know, they say information is power, knowledge is power, and, of course, it can lead to wisdom. Wise choices based on what? The brilliance and beauty in nature, the power of nature and the principles in nature. And I think what we're doing, and I know what we're doing with homeoprophylaxis, is aligning ourselves with the natural order as opposed to violating it, shortcutting it with these toxic effects that are happening via a syringe and sometimes orally, depending on the type of vaccine that's given.
Well, Robert, you said a key word there, and that is choice. You know, parents need to have choices, and we need information to make choices, and that's really what this is about.
Beautiful. Well, Scylla, it's always good to see you, and it was so great to connect with you and do a segment back at the Health Freedom Congress in Minnesota. And it'll be good to get you in Florida. Make sure you get enough vitamin D before the winter kicks in up there.
Right. Thanks so much, Robert. It's great to see you again, and I'll see you at the conference.
Oh, beautiful. You guys, listen up. Go to worldwidechoice.org to learn about the homeopathic options for preventing disease, genuinely sensitizing your immune system safely without harm. And again, I'll be there. Ty Bollinger will be there. And all the folks that Scylla has just listed are just great. You can actually interact with them. It's not too big a crowd. And I'm so looking forward to it. Thank you, Scylla, once again. When we come back, Liam Sheff. What's the official story of Liam Sheff's health situations that we've got to deal with, his neurological issues, and compassionate discussion with him after the break. Thank you again, Scylla.
Thanks, Robert. Bye-bye.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Many of you have been concerned, been asking me about my good buddy, our good buddy, Liam Sheff. And he's been going through it, my friends. We met years ago, prior to an emotional crisis that we've talked about on the air here. And we're now in an emotional place. At least I am. Liam Sheff is here. And I don't want to say I'm feeling your pain, my friend, but people are concerned about you. They've been asking about you. And I'm glad you're on to share some things with us, as always.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I got. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I expect from you.
Yeah. Well, let's think. Thank you for the many people who've written, people who helped me pay some bills. I have this PayPal link, and people have helped me pay some of the many, many bills that you get when you're trying everything,
mm-hmm.
kind of desperately, or, you know, open-mindedly, or desperately-mindedly, or whatever the combination of adjectives and nouns. But I thank the many friends who have written. There are people I haven't heard from that when I get better, I will go and make fun of them for not getting in touch with me at all, Richard.
Yeah. Yes. And Liam, since this show is all about me, I want to reference this because, my heart hurts in a sense. I do, you know, I love you like a brother, and my experience in illness, and we've talked about this, you know about a lot about my story, that I started out ill, and I fought my way back to health. And that pretty much kind of set myself up. I like to think I'm more pragmatic than dogmatic, but you know I'm all about clean, 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 and maybe that's an obsession. Maybe I am orthorexic, but, I don't want people to fear their food, and I never wanted that, but in talking about your journey into healing, remember you suffered with neurological things. Were you in your 20s at the time where you switched over, you made food your medicine?
Well, That's several mouthfuls of ideas. So let me say this. I got sick after 3 months of dentistry. I didn't have the best dentist in the world, and I don't think I had the worst dentist in the world. She's supposedly a natural dentist, a bio dentist, but I think that the thing that she did that was wrong, because she did a number of things wrong, and instead of, well, like I said, not the worst dentist in the world, not the best, and instead of saying, kid, you're arched, your back is arched, your legs are screaming in pain, and you shouldn't come back for a while so that you have a chance to recover. You know, they just told me that it was just sort of normal, not a big deal, and to go forward. And I did, thinking that I should trust them more than I trusted myself. So I ended up in just a lot of pain for a long time. There were some teeth that weren't filed correctly or whatever they call it. So I had increased pain. I had a lot of shots. I'm not somebody who's had a shot since I was a kid, and I know that the reductionists will say that Novocaine is not, you know, toxic and dissipates very quickly, but it travels with some I can't remember, but there's some other stuff in there that's a restrictor of blood flow. Yes, there are a lot of problems.
No, there are, and we had to develop some homeopathic remedies years ago to help people undergo that dental work, because there is a sensitivity associated with multiple, cocaine derivative injections, Novocaine, Carbocaine, etc. And I have to think, even the good dentists have somewhat of a sadistic streak in them to go into dentistry, because it is a brutal profession, the kind of pain you can visit on people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I know that what happened then was that I had neuropathy, muscle spasticity, fasciculations, which are a kind of deep muscle spasticity that just goes as long as it wants to. I've had a couple emergency urgent care visits. I've had just a lot of stuff that I don't even know if I want to talk about because it's unpleasant. But it's been hard. It's been 7 weeks and counting, and it's changed and rotated. I've been to a number of doctors. I had a blank MRI in the sense that I don't have a brain, and they said that was just the way I am.
You don't have a brain?
Okay,
if I only had a brain. We got to take a break. Liam Sheff is with us. We're going through some tough stuff here, but we're going to communicate it with you and have an overview on the world. How has it shifted for Liam Sheff and all of us after this?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're talking with Liam Sheff, and of course, if you're new, you don't know about his book yet. That's crazy, but it's okay. You can learn about it now. It's called Official Stories, and it's still available via Amazon, many other ways and places. And of course, if you'd like to support Liam, there are links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, talking about his most recent journey to the dentist and coming out with strange, let's say, neurological symptoms, neuropathies. You mentioned spasticity. I can hardly say that.
Well, I've had the symptoms that go along with a number of, you know, rather serious neurological disorders. And the first that came up was MS. And then that was generally ruled out due to my lack of a brain, so there was nothing to damage. Then, that's a joke. I had an MRI.
Yes, is it true that you the only way to get affordable MRIs is across the border?
Yeah, that's true. It's been an expensive couple of months, and then I threw $5,000 at the dentist. I guess that's life. The problems were kind of progressing in an unusual way, and I thought I could beat it with diet and stuff. But nothing I did would touch anything. So I was at the doctor's, you know, the place that we kind of horror for. And the good news is, if there is good news, with a neurological problem, you know, they don't fake it the way they do with so-called viral problems, or they don't do a one-size-fits-all, you're going to die unless you take the thing that's going to kill you thing like they do with cancer. So the HIV thing, which is sort of non-historically proven, the idea that people who were doing a ton of drugs for years and years and years got sick isn't really surprising from a biological perspective, or the idea that Africans who don't have clean water or any food get sick isn't surprising. But the medical industry sort of, you know, bundled around it and said, well, we'll just blame it on a virus that we can't test for, and then we'll give you drugs that kill you in 5 or 10 years.
So if I gather your thoughts here.
But they don't do that. They don't do that with neurological things.
Okay.
Well, let me just, sorry if I'm wandering
okay.
a little. But they don't do that with neurological things. They walk in and they slowly test some reflexes. They take the pictures they can take, and they kind of wait and see. And the interesting thing is you're not forbidden with a neurological problem from doing yoga if you can do it, or changing your diet. And the neurology boards for this stuff are all full of people saying, try this, try licorice root instead of prednisone, try lecithin to replenish the myelin. And nobody gives them S.
Right.
Nobody gives them crap, sorry. Nobody gives them a hard time. They're not called anti-science denialists, which is really interesting, because with a neurological illness, they don't have a bloody idea what they're doing for the most part. And their best remedy is to take a lot of antibodies from other people and shove them into your blood for $10,000. And they know that most people can't afford that. So they say, we don't know. Try rest. Try yoga. Try diet. Try meditation. Try pain management, which is a lot of mental stuff and counting and meditating on thoughts, distracting your mind, finding the things you care about. So I have an appreciation for the more limited medicine that's greeted me with this set of problems.
Liam, it's sort of like doctors would be like this more if there were not patented medicines promoted for a specific disease, right? Like you said, in the so-called HIV mythology leading to massive amounts of toxic chemo and other diseases, even now hepatitis C, where they're throwing Harvoni at people at $1,000 a pill. If they don't have it, they can be doctors. They can sort of be more honest about it. They can be sleuths about it, try to ask questions. You can bring things up. They're not offended as much. I mean, that's what I'm gathering from your experience thus far.
Oh, it's been, I hesitate to use the word great, and, you know, with what's going on, but it's been, you know, a refreshing revelation as to what medicine maybe once was.
Yeah.
And I really wish I could transfer some of that wisdom to the guys in these other forms of medicine who think that because somebody wrote it and Robert Gallo patented it, that they actually have to use a non-specific test on, you know, gay men or African Americans who have a cold, you know, to tell them what the next passage of their life is going to be. Because nobody's willing to tell me. Nobody's throwing absolutes at me. And some of the possibilities for neurological stuff is really bloody frickin' like, oh. And I will tell you that I have made a certain peace with not having, if it's necessary, for not having a lot of time left, if that's what it is. And if it's not, I'm open to that too. If I get to stay, I'm very open to that. And if I didn't, I've made plans. You know, one thing you do when you're sick for a long time is you go, well, anything I have that I have loved, that I have a value. For example, my book, which is a value to me, I've hand it to somebody else who I love and trust to manage in case I can't. The little bits of stuff that I was able to save, I've allocated to people. So you just, you know, that really starts moving, and you're like, well, you feel for the elderly who go, I got a lot to do, and I don't have a lot of time, and worse, I don't have a lot of energy. I don't have a lot of good hours. And I'm not saying that's where I'm headed. I'm just saying that that's happened sometimes, and it does push you there. It pushes you there in a hurry. So if I can be an advocate again for a living will for people, for having your power of attorney for health filled out now, don't wait. Please don't wait. You know, just do it. It won't kill you. I swear, I promise, it won't kill you to have these things in place. It won't hasten death to make sure that you know that the things you love or the people you love have something of yours coming to them. So anyway, back to doctors and medicine.
Yes. Did any of them mention cannabis? I mean, you're dealing with some of the medical community.
No, but I'm using what I can legally in California.
Okay.
And that includes putting CBD up Uranus, or mine.
Up the planet Uranus. Okay. I hadn't investigated that yet. Thank you, Liam, for bringing that up.
Oh, well, really important, because I am for as being an advocate of the plant, I'm pretty THC intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And having tried it a couple of times in my life, I've had some really bad, nightmarishly bad pot trips where I couldn't get out of a bad place for 12 hours.
Right.
And you know, you just can't function, and the edge of the bed is a million miles away, and it's a million feet down to the ground. It's not enjoyable at all. And that's something I did when I was trying the medical effects of oral cannabis. And I can't do it, but I was persuaded by persistent minds and friends to
mm-hmm.
look at the rectal absorption.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, it doesn't make me high to do those things, and it doesn't, and it does let me get relaxed and sleep. I also want to put a plug in for pharmaceutical muscle relaxants. Not something you would have heard me say before, but when your body is spasming to the point that normal functions, like, well, I don't want to be too dramatic, but when you feel like life and death functions are being impinged upon, I got to tell you, baclofen has been very helpful, and I've only had to use it a few times, or maybe five times. But I don't, you know, I will hold out and hold out and hold out and hold out and try everything I can,
mm-hmm.
and then the next day go to the health food store. Now, I want to address in our short segment diet, if we can do that.
Sure. Yeah, we have a few minutes before break.
Okay. We've often had sort of a play fight with the Weston A. Pricers, who I've enjoyed teasing a little bit because they're so serious. Not because I think they're totally wrong, but because they're so serious about it. And you know, and they seem to think that, you know, like, the more kidney and brain you can eat, the better off you'll be. And I think, no, you just need a tiny bit of
well,
certain things.
Isn't it the battle between dogma and pragmatism? Dogmatism, pragmatism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been open to trying. I tried some desiccated liver pills. It didn't touch anything. You know, I tried collagen and, gelatin. It didn't touch my problems. I tried salmon oil, and I take salmon oil, and it does help.
Mm-hmm.
It really seems to have a nice mollifying effect. It seems to make things gentler. So I've been including fish. I always claim to be macrobiotic and not vegan. Which was really true in my philosophy, but once you get out of the habit of eating certain things, they're not as appetizing as like some other things. Like, eating fish oil isn't really appetizing. But I just had to give in and be like, it's in my macrobiotic credo.
Okay.
I've had some chicken. It didn't, you know, I've had some bone broth. I've had everything that, except brains, including liver I've had. That the Weston A. Pricers have recommended for great health. And the only thing that really helped was salmon oil. So now I eat fish and a little shellfish, not to be selfish. I hope the vegans can forgive me. But the vegans, I have to say, for the vegans, I love you guys, and you have to lighten up a little. You really have to lighten up a little.
Why would vegans be so angry? Is it because of the slight against animals? Or is there, because you talk about eating in a certain way and holding the anger, the energy of an animal, for instance, and the vegans are not eating animals.
I think that veganism is an ethical, morally respectable position that falls apart a little bit biologically. We are, I stand by my credo that we're low on the food chain omnivore. I think plants are easier to catch than animals. I think small animals are easier to catch than large animals. And most tribes around the world, including those in the Weston A. Price book who didn't die young of diseases, ate a lot of shellfish and small, easy-to-catch things. And anybody who could cultivated tubers, roots, grains, beans, seeds, etc., as soon as they could. And there was a hiccup in health that lasted until agriculture was sorted out, and then health returned and was more manageable. So I just think that we're a low on the food chain omnivore, more heavily vegetarian than not. I think we love our greens and vegetables, and I've done well in as much as I can do well on any diet right now. I've done well not worrying so much about it. Mm-hmm. Some eggs filter into my diet. I eat some more yangizing things, in the macrobiotic sense, that's more strengthening, which makes sense. I eat more baked food, which is definitely not on anybody's diet, but it's more yangizing, and it seems to support a return of health. My liver was totally drained, and I was also doing coffee enemas at the same time, which I really don't recommend if you're weak. I have to say that I know you're a big fan of
it. I don't disagree with you there. I mean, I've not been one that says do as many as you can all the time, especially if you have that weakness, because there are considerations in terms of depletion. We got to take a break. Liam, can you stick around to wrap up the show with me?
Thank you, yes.
All right, Liam Sheff continues on. We'll talk a little bit more about the big picture called life after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Next week I'll be in, well actually Sunday, September 11th, I'll be in Ann Arbor for the Cancer Prevention Convention. One of the things they want me to talk about, Liam, is the emotional aspects of health and disease and healing and dying and all of that. And it's serious. You've been doing some emotional stuff. Just chatting with you, I get all emotional because of the experiences you're going through right now.
Yeah, I can feel it in my body that my nervous system might be angry at me for the emotional output that I'm doing right now, but we'll finish the show and then I'll fall apart. So the emotional stuff is very important. And for anybody who watches my little videos, I sort of chunked out a couple of things that I just needed to get out of my head. There is an emotional background. There's a psychological underpinning for late diseases later in life, I think. And I come out and, said my childhood was pretty drastically unpleasant. I had an intensely unstable family life due to my mother and father. And not coming from the place that sort of made fun of in America, like, oh me and, oh poor me and feel sorry for me. It's rather saying, no, I actually have, deficiencies. I have deficiencies in life that prevented me from feeling supported enough to go through life comfortable with myself or, just pursuing the things that I really loved because I was in a war from childhood. And when you're in a war from childhood with people fighting with each other constantly and hating each other, one reason I've proclaim to people that it's much better to be kind to each other in a relationship, no matter what the relationship evolves into, than to get a bloody meaningless divorce over a supposed slight, and to remember that at base we're just human, and all we can be really at base is good friends to each other. You know, I've caught some flack for the ways that I've said it at times, but I think that it's a meaningful message, is because my parents weren't grown up enough just to do that. So it impacted my life, and I was, in a way, always traumatized and not trusting that I could trust people, and choosing bad people, frankly, to trust, because that's the template that I had. And then I would go looking for fights to right the wrongs that had been done to me, therefore re-immersing myself in those traumas. And I don't regret, by the way, when you think that you don't have forever to live, whatever the reality is, you do think about regrets and not regrets. I'll tell you, I don't regret any incidents where I had fun. I don't regret any incidents of giving or receiving a lot of love from someone I cared for. And you can take that all the way to whatever extreme you want to. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about bedroom eyes, that's true too. I don't regret the loving. I don't regret the fun. I don't regret the laughter. I don't regret the times that I, just had fun and lived and didn't do things that were productive and what didn't make a difference. I just had fun with the people I cared about and laughed and caroused and maybe had a drink here or there, a smoke of something, and laughed even more, and just enjoyed people's company and the frivolity of life. I can't tell you those moments. They're the ones, they come to you and you go, I should have had more fun. I should have had more fun. And then you think about your parents and the fights that you've gotten into and think, I should have fought less because the world's not going to change because I'm honorable about this or that, or I tell the truth. The world's not going to change because I bend over backwards to show that some kids were hurt in some orphanage. And I'm glad I did that work, but still, the world's not going to change. And so you have to have fun.
Wow.
You have to make room for it.
Profound statements you made. I look back, and I don't regret the fun I had. In fact, the only thing you might regret is not having enough. I should have had more.
Yeah, that's
fun.
The only thing I regret. The only thing I regret is not pursuing, let me be Joseph Campbell for a second, my bliss enough. I didn't pursue the things because I felt that they weren't good enough. The things that I am naturally, an historian, a linguist. You know, a lot of people don't know, I was a musician, I studied music, I tutored music, I studied French, Italian, German, some Spanish, and some Japanese. And I sort of gave it up to be a reporter journalist, which I don't even believe in anymore. Because, you know, we don't really get to make a difference in the world that doesn't really care. So you might as well love the people you love.
Where the difference happens, though. You're right. And it's always been about localism. And all the years we've been talking, we've been bringing that story and that message back to that point. And this is only strengthening that, Liam. I appreciate you putting it out for all of us today on the show.
Yes, and thank you to the audience and to you, Robert, for letting me have this time.
You got it. Lots of love, my friend. And remember, folks, no matter what, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world,
OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.